talking about a program that I've recently learned about, and I should have known about it a long time ago. I have Dave and Jack here from Live Strong at the YWCA. And what happened was a coworker of mine is going through cancer right now. I went through cancer 6 years ago. My wife just had a double mastectomy in March, and I never knew you guys were around until my buddy Frank told me about you. So how long has Live Strong been going in doing what you do?
Well, we've been doing it since the COVID reopening. So at least 2+ years now. But prior to that, I was exposed, November 2019. It was basically March, just before it shut down. Jack had been doing Live Strong for many years, and I got involved, really inspired by Jack and his work in it.
Okay.
So Jack, Live Strong's been going on for many years at the Y, right?
Yeah, I've been with the Live Strong program. This is probably my 6th year. I started several years before COVID, and then obviously COVID shut us down, and then I picked up the pieces right after everything reopened again. So yeah, it's been a great program.
And we're very fortunate at the Shotwin Family YMCA that we can, you know, take advantage of the economies of scale. We're the second largest YMCA in America before COVID.
It's a beautiful spot.
I call it the Taj Mahal. But
I was going to say that, but I didn't want to.
Just tongue in cheek. And the, you know, the Taj Mahal gives the same service as, you know, a Wendy's.
Sure.
However, some of the things may sparkle more. You may have different exercise modalities. And we're very fortunate, really, with, you know, Jack's 20-plus year experience in the area to take advantage of all different exercise modalities and use this huge facility to our advantage.
Now, what would you say the mission statement is here, Jack? I mean, what's the mission of Live Strong and you know, helping people suffering from cancer?
Main mission, sum it up with a very few words, to keep you moving, to keep you active. That's what we do. Even if it's just getting through the front door, that is the hardest part for a lot of people.
Sure.
Once they get through the front door, the hard part is over. And then we just kind of stay on cruise control with different kind of exercise criteria. We teach them how to use cable machines, TRX suspension trainers, resistance bands, medicine balls, stability balls. The list goes on and on.
Yeah, there's only one. The main operating principle is to keep you active
right.
by any means necessary. And I do mean by any means necessary. Very quickly, we get referrals from different places. It's not as if you advertise.
Do you need a prescription from your doctor or anything?
Absolutely not. What we would get some sign-off because I want to make sure your heart
make sure you're capable of doing it, right.
But we get referrals from other places, and we had at the Pluta Cancer Center, we have had referrals from there as we have from Wilmont and other places. And there's a woman over there named Michelle Porto. And I go to visit there one day because we had a woman in our class, we'll just call her Jane Doe. And Jane Doe had multiple cancers, and Jane Doe was barely mobile at all.
Well, okay.
But she was also doing this Pluta program. So I go over to see the facility, meet this lady who had referred several. And I asked her, I said, you know, Jane Doe, she's doing your program. Can she do yours and ours at the same time? To embellish, you know, she emphatically slams down her hand, which she didn't, but she says to me, she says, active all the time, anytime. And since feeling that, you know, that's all we keep you active.
You know, now people must come to you at very varying levels of, you know, suffering from their cancer, from whatever, are you guys trained? Is it something special for cancer patients or certain types of cancer? You have different exercises?
I went through a training several years back before COVID to get certified to teach this. So we have individuals from all aspects. You know, we have former athletes, and then we have people that are have been living with cancer for years. So we have to kind of work around that to develop certain criteria for the individuals to work through, whether it's a shoulder injury or a knee injury or side effects from the chemotherapy.
Or the way he worked with one person we had soon after we reopened with the neuropathy in his leg,
mm-hmm.
and his goal was to be able to walk up the steps.
Yeah, there you go.
And
yep,
so yeah. Jack, you know, we have an e-gym training circuit, circuit of resistance training, but Jack looks to this individual and uses some different modalities, bands, bars, and other things to help him get to the point where, oh.
You turned your mic off on yourself.
Oh, Jesus.
That's okay. You're all good. You're good now.
Oh, God forbid.
We heard you.
Oh, thank you.
All of a sudden, you dropped out. I'm like, you have the button over there. Be careful with your button over there, okay, Dave?
I think you can ask, you know, who's eligible. You know,
yeah, well, I'm getting there, Frank. I'm getting there.
He's a professional.
You got the peanut gallery over here. So, sorry, David, where were you?
Oh, gosh, I have to run.
Talking about the bands and stuff like that.
You were jumping back to the individual who wanted to walk up the stairs as his goal.
Right. So this individual with the, you would think, oh, easy, simple for him. It was a major accomplishment not only to walk up, but I think he walked up part of it without holding the side.
Oh, there
you
go.
That's his goal. But someone like Jack mentioned who was the lead athlete and maybe is a little bit younger than this individual, they may have different goals.
Right, right.
Or,
well, personally, I mean, I can speak from experience, and I didn't know if I was eligible for this, so you're probably going to see me sometime soon here. But after I had my lung taken out, my upper left lobe, they found a couple spots in it. Obviously, I get winded tying my shoelaces, and my blood pressure went up a little bit. It used to be perfect, and I gained a couple pounds. So I think I'm a good candidate, wouldn't you say? I mean,
drop by. I'll give you a great program.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Well, no, the main objective is to keep people active.
Right.
So
right.
Point blank, if neither you nor your wife come to our program, and you don't have to be a member of the Y. I'll get into that in a moment.
Yeah, we're going to talk about eligibility.
I would personally feel offended.
Oh, okay. Well, okay, Dave. I don't want to offend anybody here, but
again, they're tongue in cheek. But the point is, by any means necessary.
Yes, I hear you. I hear you. And I've been talking to my wife because she's just went through it here in March, so she's still kind of tender and kind of still.
Let me jump in quickly.
Emotional about it.
So I thought, the physical fitness end, the Jack specialties. That's the real glue.
Right.
It's not the glue. The glue is the community, the support within it. So it doesn't matter the ability, you or your wife. Your wife may find things there that she couldn't imagine, not just the fitness, but the support of people, her age, not her age, the ability to, in her way, counsel or give back someone who may be about to have that surgery. So lots of benefits.
Okay, eligibility. What do we need to show up to Live Strong? And how do we sign up? Where do we go?
Again, Jack knows I'm not sorry for talking too much.
Jack prefers it personally.
I would like Jack to, but
he's a better talker than I am.
Listen, in private, his ideas, his talk, equally as good. Anyway, who is eligible? Anybody is eligible.
Okay.
Anybody is eligible. What are the barriers to getting in? None. There are no barriers.
Okay.
Oh, I'm not a member of the Y. Doesn't matter. Ah, here is the barrier. Does the time work for you? So, for example, our Live Strong program, next session starting September 25th, running 2 months, 12 weeks, twice a week. It's every Monday and Wednesday from 2 to 3:15.
Oh, okay.
Well, it may be that you have a radio shift, you work at, someone works at the car wash, at their business, they're still working through their challenge, and that time may not work for them.
Gotcha.
Well, however, there are other Ys, YMCAs.
Okay.
I believe, again, don't quote me on this, I think Eastside is offering one in mid-September that's 5:30.
Okay.
So there are different times at others, but ours is in the afternoon.
And
so
you're at the big one, the Taj Mahal.
100%.
But there's Live Strongs at all the Ys?
Correct. Yeah. I know Eastside YMCA has theirs a little earlier than ours. Ours begins at 2 o'clock Monday and Wednesdays afternoon.
All right.
Eastside's may begin around, I want to say 1 o'clock maybe.
What do you see as the people's the majority of people, what kind of goals are they looking for? Is there anything in particular they're looking for, or they just want to feel back to normal?
Well, you hit the nail on the head there. It's back to normal most of the time, but a lot of times they want to, like, they want to feel better, less fatigued.
Yeah.
And it's not just about physical fitness. I mean, it's overall wellness is what Dave and I do. It's so we talk about flexibility.
Oh, yeah.
Flexibility is a huge thing, especially as we age.
You do some diet stuff too,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah, we do nutrition. Again, I'm not a registered dietitian or a licensed nutritionist. I don't prescribe or endorse supplements. But what we do is we kind of just discuss ideas. We debunk myths. We just kind of have fun with it.
Okay. All right.
A lot of Xerox material and handouts that are going around in the program that people love, the worksheets and the myths and what to eat, what not to eat. During, before,
right, again,
and after cancer
treatment.
Know,
as you said, it's nutritional guideline because you and your wife will be working with us to be active.
Right.
And it's certainly there's nutritional counseling, direction, et cetera.
Sure.
But you know, we're not nutritionists.
Right.
You know, that said, there are things you can glean from Jack's nutrition lectures.
Well, I know my wife right now, one of her issues, it was the medication she's on, it joints. Pain is one of the side effects. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're trying to go, you know, eat more bananas, do whatever, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But you probably have some stretching in different programs and diet.
Yes. A lot of stretching.
Suggestions.
Yeah. Resistance band work, stretching, nutritional guidelines too for the joints as well.
Right.
Keep them lubricated.
Get right in there. Get in. He's easing away from the mic. Do you see what he was doing?
Well, it's because he's
trying to make eye contact here.
That's okay. You don't want to see me in person here. No, so that's a great idea. Now, also, now Frank, our mutual friend here, was telling me that LiveStrong is 12 weeks?
It is 12 weeks, and then twice a week.
And then you have Stay Strong.
Stay Strong, yes.
Now, Stay Strong, tell me about that. Is it different? Is it same?
Jack, I'm interrupting. Before
here he
Jack,
goes again.
Before Jack,
go, Dave, go.
Before Jack starts to talk about Stay Strong, know that Stay Strong, to my knowledge, is a program, and we're very proud of this program, that is not done at any other YMCA in the Rochester area.
Okay, this is you guys.
Yep. You say you. Yes, you guys, because it is his idea. It is his brainchild. Now we work on it together, but there would be no Stay Strong without Jack Young.
Gotcha. Okay. Gotcha. And you said there is no cost for this.
It is. And again, I want Jack to speak to Stay Strong, but it is a donor supported program.
Oh, okay.
So we are very fortunate at the Shotwin YMCA. In greater Rochester area to have donors that feel very strongly about our mission and our program and in Jack and I. And because of those people, you and your wife, if you're not members of the YMCA, would have a donor-supported membership. That donor-supported membership would be for 3 months. That would offer you access not just to the programming Monday, Wednesday, 2 to 3:15, but if you want to come in on Saturday, you'd come in on Saturday too, because you are a member of the Shotland YMCA for 3 months. And again, our mission is to keep you active all the time by any means necessary. So if you're only working with Jack once a week or with us twice a week,
right,
it's not good enough. We want it as often as possible. My apologies, though. Stay Strong is our continuing education, which, again, we're very proud of and is very unique, and Jack can speak very poignantly to.
Yeah, so Stay Strong is, well, first of all, I got to give credit where credit is due. Stay Strong was actually an idea presented by a former colleague of mine at the Y and also a good friend and mentor, Daphne. Unfortunately, COVID hit. We didn't get a really big chance to run the program. I think we did it like maybe a week, and then we were shut down. And then we reopened, and things changed. So Dave and I kind of committed to running Stay Strong. Mm-hmm. And this goes every Tuesday and Thursday at 11:30 in the morning. And this is ongoing. There's no ending. You just come when you want.
Just stay strong.
Yep, right. Stay strong. And in this, it's slightly more advanced than Live Strong. We do a lot more with dumbbells, TRX suspension trainers, flexibility, resistance bands again. Today we actually did a great yoga session. Like I said, flexibility is very important as we age.
So the next session starts on September 25th, is that?
27th, I believe.
27th? Yep. Okay. All right. Well, we're out of time, gentlemen. Is there a website they should go to check this all out?
No, they could just contact the Shotland YMCA, ask for Jack or myself.
Okay.
And again, this
and the Live Strong program.
The Live Strong program. Just ask for Live Strong. And this is a 24/7 mission for both Jack and I. So we want to help you.
Sounds good. Yeah. Jack, David, I'll be seeing you guys soon.
All right. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for
sharing.
Thank
you very much.